T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the Pony Express.
Tim crushes this ball. He throws the bat. The ball goes flying. It is gone. 2-0 Sox. The ball was majestic. The bat was a javelin. And the Sox lead.
Led to 2 unearned runs, and the Royals tied it. And Maldonado gets right in Anderson's face after Keller drills him with the first pitch. And here we go. It's not the first time. I'm not blaming either side, but this is not the first time Tim Anderson has done that on a home run with the Royals.
And I'm coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studio on this Easter Sunday, 2019. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Happy holidays to all of you who celebrate. And we are celebrating another day of talking sports here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. On the radio.com app where we stream for free, SiriusXM channel 206. A big shout out to all our satellite radio subscribers and listeners and whatever local affiliate you're listening to right now. That was a big brouhaha earlier in the week, ignited by a Tim Anderson home run bat flip where he just picked up his bat and chucked it at the White Sox dugout. And you heard the call, the home run on NBC Sports Chicago. And then the beanball and bench emptying altercation that transpired thereafter. That was compliments of Fox Sports Kansas City with the call of that. So Anderson was suspended for one game. Now, at first, I thought, well, I mean, this is an unbelievable overreaction to a guy celebrating a home run. And it really contradicts baseball's brand. Their slogan for 2019 is "Let the kids play." They are trying to embrace fun. They want to be more fun. Baseball wants to appeal to a younger audience. They think being more personality-driven, giving their players more latitude to express themselves, will help them with younger attention spans and the highlight culture and YouTube and social media viewers. That's a way to connect with them better. So that's their mantra, let the kids play. And then I thought, well, that's stupid then, to suspend a guy for throwing his bat. Well, come to find out, Tim Anderson, who's an African-American shortstop, come to find out Anderson was actually suspended because he used a racial slur. Brad Keller, the Chiefs pitcher who hit him, is white. After the beanball, according to ESPN, Anderson went up to Keller and called him a weak-ass bleeping N-word. And according to Jeff Passan, who I trust and believe is a great baseball reporter, Jeff says that it's his understanding that Major League Baseball suspended Anderson, a black man, for using the N-word. Now, I think it should go without saying, but I'll say it anyways, I don't use that word. I'm white. It's off limits for me. Because I understand the history of it, and I know how it makes African Americans feel for the most part. So I don't use it. Okay? I'm also not a big believer in telling African Americans how they should feel about that word. So I'm not in a position, if I were running baseball, if I was let's say I was the czar of discipline, okay? I'm Joe Torre. And it gets back to me. I get a full report of what happened, and I get information. It's pointed out to me that in the middle of this, Anderson used this word to a Royals pitcher. The first thing I would do is recuse myself. I can't make this decision on my own. I'm going to need help. Because I don't think it's appropriate for me to be the one who disciplines Tim Anderson for it. So for baseball to suspend Tim Anderson for one game for allegedly using this word, I think really sets a dangerous precedent and is something that I wholeheartedly disagree with. If baseball wanted to eradicate and remove this word, the N-word, from baseball entirely, then they should have a policy in place that says that, which I wouldn't argue with. Again, it's not up to just me to make that decision, but I think if you could get everybody together with the players' union, with the cooperation of minority baseball players, if you could convince them that this was a word that was going to get punished if you used it, then from there, put a policy in place that if microphones, and there are microphones everywhere, if there's a mic down near the field and any player says the N-word, here's how much you get suspended. Here's how much you get fined. And that way we know how baseball feels about that kind of racially charged language. We know how they feel about that word. And everybody knows going in, these are the consequences if you say it. Instead, we have really no understanding. It's very vague. It's ambiguous as to what baseball... Baseball has not, since this suspension came down, has not put out a statement saying, this is why we suspended Tim Anderson. We absolutely, regardless of your color of skin, we have zero tolerance for this word. We don't care if you're black, white, red, green, yellow, blue. If you use this word, we're going to suspend you for it. They haven't said that. They need an all-encompassing policy. And what I don't get is Josh Hader for the Brewers during last year's All-Star game. Somebody went through his social media timeline and found out that when he was younger, he had used a racial slur. And so they broadcasted it out and embarrassed Hader, and he had to apologize for it. And baseball did nothing about it. They must have figured statute of limitations. It happened a long time ago. Hopefully he's a changed guy. We're not going to suspend him for it, even though he's used this word before. And he's put it out publicly. He represents us. He's an ambassador of baseball. You know, he represents the game, but we're not going to suspend him for something that happened in his past. Okay. Kyle Schwarber of the Cubs the other day, check swing, gets called strike three, doesn't agree with the call, looks at the third base umpire and says, bleep you, F you, runs down the sideline to try to get a piece of the guy. No suspension. So you can threaten someone and get away with it. But if a black player uses the N-word, he gets suspended. Do you get where I'm coming from on this? It's an inconsistent policy, and I'm not comfortable with the people who doled out this discipline. I don't agree with them having final say, being the judge, jury, and execution on this case. I'm going to read you a quote from Marcus Stroman, the Blue Jays pitcher. He's a black man, said of this Anderson suspension, quote, "You can't suspend someone for language. What he said is normal slang talk in our culture." Now, you can argue that there have been words that were part of our culture that were inappropriate and incendiary and have been scrubbed or removed from our culture that might have been appropriate 10 years ago but aren't appropriate today. maybe this is a word that even in some circles is appropriate today that will be inappropriate 5 or 10 years from now. I think Strowman does ask a very important question, though. Are we going to draw a line on language? And is there a word that is off limits for some and not off limits for others? And if baseball really has a problem with what Tim Anderson said, then they should own up to it. Because you could spin it into, I think, a positive cooperative thing. We got together as players, as administrators, and decided that our sport wanted to remove this from our game. And it's going to be very difficult to enforce. And we're not going to point fingers at each other and, well, he said it. No, he said it. She said it. No, he said it. But if it gets picked up by a microphone and we can tell who said it, we're going to discipline from someone for it. I mean, there have been fans in stadiums that have used language like this that have been thrown out. So if we're going to hold our fans to that kind of policy, we're going to hold our players to it too. And I'm not going to pretend to have all the answers on this either. I'm not someone that is going to tell Tim Anderson that he can't use this word. And I'm just surprised that baseball would do that. I'm surprised that baseball would suspend a guy for conduct and come to find out it's because they thought he used a word that was inappropriate or didn't belong inside their game, which is interesting because guys in baseball throw around like abusive language and hurtful things all the time. But for whatever reason, they drew the line on this one last week. And so I want to ask you if you think baseball did the right thing, because I don't. I don't think they did the right thing. And another African-American player disagreed with baseball's ruling. Adam Jones, another African-American baseball player, told the Chicago newspapers that he wants to know who was made uncomfortable by the comment. Were there Royals players who were complaining? Did Kansas City's manager go to the league? Did the umpires go to the league? Who thought Anderson did something wrong? And if there's somebody that was made uncomfortable by it, well, then there should be a conversation and a discussion about this word and not just a suspension. So I want to get your thoughts. Tim Anderson, an African-American baseball player, suspended for using the N-word. Do you think Major League Baseball did the right thing? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I gave you an example of another guy who didn't use the word on the field, but used the word in social media. A white pitcher, Josh Hader. And he wasn't disciplined for it. So why is Anderson getting in trouble? If you don't have a policy in place that says, these are the terms, all of our players know you can't use this word. When a player uses it, does the league have a right to suspend him for it? I want to get your thoughts. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Anderson at his locker responded to the suspension yesterday. He's in the lineup today. He should be. He's having a hell of a year. And I want you to hear what he had to say, and I want to get your thoughts as well. If you don't want to call, 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. You can always hit me up on Twitter, at CBS Sports Radio for all of us here. I'm at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. What did you make of the Tim Anderson suspension? We'll discuss it at length next. I'm Andrew Filippone. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Pony Express.
Tim, no sense of regret for what was said?
We're going to keep moving, man. I'm having too much fun. There's a lot of positive things, man. So, you know, it is what it is. I set my suspension and... you know, it'll be a good day to get some rest. So I'm going to go back to the hotel, watch the guys ball out, and I'll be ready. I'll be ready tomorrow. I'll be back in there, and I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to continue to have fun and, you know, keep bringing a lot of energy to the ball club.
Tim Anderson, the White Sox shortstop, was hitting over 400, who pimped a home run. The Royals didn't like it. Ignited not a brawl, but a situation where the benches cleared and the two teams were getting into it, and Anderson threw out the N-word. Now, he's black. The pitcher who he called that word is white, and according to ESPN, Anderson's suspended for that. Now, no one from the league has commented, no statement, nothing from Rob Manfred, the commissioner, nothing from Joe Torre, who's his right-hand man, nothing from Joe West, who was the umpire that day, the crew chief who ejected Anderson from the game. Nothing, no reason given other than conduct. His conduct warranted a suspension. That's what Major League Baseball is saying. ESPN is giving you the details. And so, players have been getting ejected from games for things they've said to umpires for decades. I don't know many examples of players getting disciplined for things they said to an opposing player, for conversations that occurred between the white lines. That's always kind of been kind of everything's fair in love and war situation where you're going to say things during a game that are probably not how you really feel or what you mean to say, but you do it anyways. Which, you know, even in that setting, I don't think that homophobic slurs and racial slurs should be tolerated. But the league should have that spelled out. And I searched before the show, like I looked long and hard for something in the MLB rulebook about discipline for derogatory, insensitive, vile language. And I couldn't find anything. And that's a blind spot for Major League Baseball as far as I'm concerned. Because if you don't have this stuff spelled out, if it's all kind of in the gray area of things, you're going to have situations where this pops up and guys don't understand why they're being disciplined. And I do think, I really believe that we're talking about a word that is completely unacceptable for whites to use, and it is more debatable for African Americans. And I'm not here to tell you that an African American shouldn't be allowed to use this word. I'm sorry, I can't do that. I don't think it's my place to tell you that this should be a word that African American players should be banned or suspended or disciplined for. And that's why baseball, before suspending Tim Anderson, they should have consulted past and present African-American baseball players. I think. And then if you can get some kind of consensus or you can come to some kind of compromise, then you do something about it. But they didn't. And that's why I have an issue with this suspension. So I want to get your thoughts at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. Here is Mike in Charlotte. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guy. How you doing today?
Hey, man.
Hey, I think the word needs to be taken out of the language all the way around, and it's not to get off the topic of baseball, but it's really holding back the white and black and Latin race coming together, and it's not to get on that subject, but it's kind of an unwritten rule. If that word is heard and said, whether it's inside the lines or outside the lines, clubhouse might be a little bit different, but it's not something that needs to be used. And the definition of it, if you read it, it's not a good word. And I don't
right.
know how you can even possibly think that we can't tell somebody they shouldn't use that word because it's our opinion. So it must be your opinion, I'm assuming, that you're okay with somebody using that word. And if that's it, that's...
You know, I mean, I don't... Well, hold on. I don't pretend to know or be something that I'm not. So, for example, when it comes to what women want to do with their bodies, I don't tell them what they're allowed to do and what they're not allowed to do. That's my stance on things. Because I can't, and thank you for listening, I can't put myself in the female body. I can't put myself in an African-American's shoes, okay? So that word has, I think, is forbidden from my vocabulary, but has been a part of the African-American culture and lexicon. How do I know that? Because it's in music, it's in pop culture, it's in movies, it's in TV. So it's not a word that's verboten for everybody. And I can accept that. I can accept that. I think that's a hang up for a lot of people. Well, you know, one race can say it, but the other can't. I don't get that. Well, it's pretty black and white to me. So if Major League Baseball wanted, if Major League Baseball, the sport where the color barrier was broken, if they wanted to get together because they've had incidents where fans have said things to African American players, we just have had a book come out. Ron Darling accused Lenny Dykstra of calling Oil Can Boyd the N-word. So it's around baseball. If the league wanted to be proactive and sit people down from different walks of life and say, hey, how do we handle this word? Should we suspend all players for it? Should we suspend only white players for it? Help me with this. And if it's spelled out and if it's in a handbook or a rule book, then everybody knows going in, if this word gets used, if you use a homophobic slur, 20 games, 10 games. If you use a racial slur, 20 games, whatever it is. But this just does not seem like an area where we make up the rules as we go along. Now, I'm sorry, if the last listener wants to get on me for it, I don't think it's an ignorant opinion to say, because I'm not black, my opinion on this word doesn't mean as much. I don't think it does. And so the punishment was handed out by a white man who got it from his boss, who's a white guy, the commissioner of baseball. It just does not sit well with me. If it did, I would tell you that. So Tim Anderson gets suspended. If he got suspended for flipping his bat, I would have called it ridiculous. And this suspension for a black player using the N-word, I just don't get that either. Unless there's a lot of thought that went into it and a lot of different types of people were consulted. And if baseball came out and said those things, then I would be on board with the suspension. But it doesn't appear as if that happened. So I want to get your take at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. I also want to discuss how this incident got going in the first place, which started because somebody enjoyed a home run too much. Which, think about that for a second. Somebody got too excited over a home run. That's how we even got into this situation. So if you don't want to call, you can always tweet at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. We're on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. Full day of hockey playoffs and basketball playoffs.
This is the Pony Express.
That's right. And we're getting a lot of feedback on this Tim Anderson story, the White Sox shortstop who's going to come back and play today after a one-game suspension for using the N-word. African-American player uses that word, then another African-American player, Marcus Stroman, a pitcher, comes out and says, you can't suspend a guy for language. It's part of our culture. To the best of my knowledge, no African-American players, former or current, were consulted when this discipline was handed out. It's not like baseball wanted to get the opinions of minority players who they respected and appreciated when coming to this decision. It sounds to me like they wanted to quietly suspend Anderson and kind of hope that it got swept under the rug until ESPN wrote a story about it yesterday. The whole reason why this is even an issue is because of something completely frivolous. Like, we're having a very serious conversation right now about the double standard that might apply to this specific word and how it's completely off limits, forbidden, intolerable when white people use the word, but it's more complicated when discussing the African-American usage of the word. We're having a serious conversation about it because of something very silly. This whole thing got started because of something really dumb, really stupid. A guy hit a home run and celebrated. Which, this is baseball's... This is like the one of the few things that separates baseball from every other sport. Baseball has a problem with celebration, with spontaneous acts of joy. Baseball has a major issue with almost involuntary acts of incitement, where you do something right away to celebrate or show off your accomplishment. They hate it. They despise it. And no other league feels that way. You know, the NFL used to be a holdout. They used to be right there with baseball. They used to be the act like you've been there before league, just like baseball. And then it occurred to them that their fans liked dances and celebrations. And yeah, it wasn't unanimous. There were some old curmudgeons that still thought it was in poor taste. But for the most part, their audience thought it was cool. So they got rid of the flags and teams started doing more team-oriented or orchestrated celebrations. They even started handing out awards after the season for it, which is hilarious but true. Like, I don't get enjoyment out of these celebrations. Like, I'm not laughing or ranking them, but they don't bother me. I'm pretty ambivalent about them. But younger people seem to like it, so the NFL gets with the Joneses and says, okay, you can celebrate. Golf, which is a game that uses words like etiquette and decorum. So much of golf is, you know, you need to play, but also there needs to be some gentlemanly qualities or attributes that come with playing golf. Things you need to do to show your respect for those you're playing with and those you're playing around. And golf, if a player makes a long putt or an important putt or a big shot, they go bananas. Soccer, a guy scores a goal. He takes off his shirt. He takes time. It's a running clock. The game doesn't stop. The clock is running as a guy runs to the corner of the field to look to the crowd, take his jersey off, some form of jubilation. Hockey, after every goal, they don't just skate to the bench or skate to the face-off circle. They get together, the guys that are on the ice, and celebrate a goal. Basketball, after shots. Football, not only after touchdowns, but first downs. Sacks, big defensive plays. And yet baseball players have a problem when a guy pimps a home run or a pitcher struts after a strikeout. You know, we all were taught this probably when we were younger. Don't sweat the small stuff. You know, pick your battles. You know, find the things that you really want to stand for and are important to you. And if you have to take on the man or authority, or you have to get into a fight over something, make sure it's something that you really believe in. Whether or not guys show up their opponent after a home run is would be, if I were a baseball player or a manager or associated with that game, would be so far down my list of priorities or things that I deem to be important. Is sportsmanship something we want to teach people about? Is being respectful of the game something that is important? I would say yes. But sportsmanship is very subjective, okay? If you hit a home run and you celebrate, who are you really hurting? You're hurting the pitcher's feelings? Is that it? Am I missing someone? Who are you offending if you watch a home run? The guy that made a bad pitch? That guy in the major leagues is probably making, what, $15 million a year? I'm supposed to feel sorry for his feelings? And pitchers, most of the time, when they get a strikeout, which happens way more often than a home run, they go nuts. So, I used to, and I think it was just because I was brainwashed into thinking this way by coaches when I was younger. And, you know, my parents' generation and the way that, like, my dad played and the way that my grandfather's generation would have played. Like, you just kind of think it's ingrained in you, specifically with baseball, that you're really not supposed to celebrate anything. But that's so old-fashioned now. Like, just because something used to be done a certain way 50 years ago doesn't mean that it should be that way today. So I think this whole thing with Tim Anderson, the genesis of it was stupid. I want to get your thoughts at 855-212-4227 on a couple of things. If Tim Anderson deserved to be suspended, an African-American baseball player deserved to be suspended for using the N-word. He got a one-game ban. And how you feel about guys pimping home runs, admiring home runs, bat flips, and whether this should be a hill we die on. Like, is this something that baseball players, pitchers, teams should intentionally throw at hitters for and with intent to injure sometimes? Like, is this a code or a part of baseball that needs to be protected that is still sacred? You can do steroids, but you can't pimp a home run? Explain that one to me. Baseball's slogan for this year is let the kids play. Kids want to play that way. I don't know. I don't get that one. 855-212-4227. Here is Jesse in Alabama. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Jesse. Hello, Jesse. Goodbye, Jesse. Here's Mike in Wisconsin. He's on the Pony Express. Hi, Mike.
So my take on this, I got a couple points, I guess, is I just personally don't think there can be special rules for special or for different segments of society. As a man who grew up knowing many African-American friends and witnessed them using the word, that word can be used in different contexts on any given situation.
So you're saying context does matter or doesn't matter?
It does. I mean, if it's a heated confrontation, it goes from a friendly statement to a extremely derogatory statement, and it can even be just how you end the word, if you know what I mean.
Right.
It completely makes a difference. If that guy was celebrating a home run and it was used in that context towards him, that was a negative situation. And that opens the door for everybody to use, not that word, but other derogatory worms to their segment of their word. And now, as far as celebrating, I was always taught, act like you've been there before. And I don't know what this given situation was, whether they were down in
but
the
who,
game.
But who does, man? Like, you're in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
When guys score a touchdown at Lambeau Field, they jump into the stands. How is that acting like you've been there before?
And I get that. And I guess I'm going to the situation of not so much of that, because I guess that's just the tradition of it's not so much doing the TO celebration that's in your face, throwing the ball at another player, something like that. That's a celebration.
Well, but hold on here. There's a difference. So, yes, like I will, and thank you for listening, I will draw a line between taunting and celebrating. If you throw a bat, I guess pitchers are taking that as taunting. Like, that's how they're receiving the message. And I want to just clear one thing up, because I wasn't sure if our last listener understood this right. The player who used the N-word was an African-American. It wasn't directed at him. He was the one that said the word, and he's the guy that got suspended for it. So, like anything, I just think that this is such a complicated situation for a lot of people that it should be cleared up and should be known going into the sport you play if there is language that you can be disciplined for what it is. Because I don't understand how, if Kyle Schwarber strikes out and looks at the umpire and says, F you, and runs after him like he's going to kick the guy's ass, I don't understand how that's not suspendable. That's a threat. And you're going after the guy. So baseball kind of needs to get, you want to talk about double standards. They can't contradict themselves on language. If it's abusive language, if it's threatening language, if it's vulgar language, if it's incendiary language, they need to figure out what they're going to tolerate and what not, and then plainly put it in its rules. My God, we've got enough rules with replay and stuff. This is something that should be out in the open and transparent. And guys should not be secretly suspended in this clandestine fashion for things that they said. Now, Tim Anderson did not deny it, but you know what he could have said? Prove it. Where's the... Do you have a copy of me saying it? Do you have a recording? He took the suspension because it was only one game, but just based on what some of his peers have said, some of his African-American contemporaries, they don't seem to be pleased with baseball's decision.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.